Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for Community Comment. I understand that the public meeting held between the Humboldt Bay Harbor Recreation and Conservation District and the representatives from the U.S. Mine Corporation on Thursday, February the 12th, resulted in the mining company receiving a three-month exclusive negotiation period in pursuit of the leasing of some of the facilities located at the former pulp mill near Samoa. The original period of time requested by the mining company was 6 months. The original amount of money offered to the Harbor Commission remains the same, which is $6,000. As reported in the Times Standard, the meeting was attended by a maximum capacity crowd. I was happy to hear that the meeting was so well attended, and evidently the speakers did not consist of only naysayers. Something as large as this venture cannot be decided upon in one meeting in one day. All the pros and cons need to be brought to light and discussed thoroughly before a decision is made. Questions were asked that the mining company was not able to answer with the resources they had on hand. Now there should be time for those questions to be answered in a thorough manner. I have no idea as to how many questions were fielded that night, nor their answers, because I was not there. But, as it was reported, the public comment lasted more than an hour. There must have been a few. As I read the newspaper article describing the event, I took exception to one of the public comments. The person, I will not use names, in expressing environmental concerns, stated, according to the Times Standard paper, quote, "It disappoints me that the commission is even considering this process. I would anticipate that this is not even worth this company's time," unquote. To me, this means that this citizen, using the right of free speech, is telling everyone that the mining company's right to free speech should be limited because they are part of something that the citizen is against. This appears to be an example of an environmentalist with preconceived ideas ready to shut down free speech that happens to interfere with his or her line of thinking. I thank the Harbor Commission for giving the mining company representatives the opportunity to present their complete case to the public. I can remember years back when some businesses wanted to locate in our area. The decision rested with a select few whose judgment was based on what was in it for them, not the community. This is not a way to improve our community. I like to think of communication as a door which allows ideas to pass freely in both directions. Some doors only swing one way and can be locked to keep out intruders. Other doors swing both ways, allowing passage in both directions. What kind of a door do you maintain in your communications? Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.